On a cold and blustery evening outside, we say good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for men's and women's Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers. The Dort College Defender women come into tonight's contest with an 8-11 mark, 3-8 in the conference. Mount Marty, 5-6 in the conference, and 10-9 overall. For the Dort College Defenders, their quest for at least an eighth place finish in the conference and a berth in the postseason tournament continues this evening. Second time through the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the Dort College Defenders have some ground to make up. They helped themselves with a win over Midland on Saturday, and here this evening they try to make it two in a row as they face off with a team that they lost to back in November. I had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams, and here is what the coach had to say.
Yeah, you know, we talked Saturday that I thought we played very well. People getting comfortable in their roles a little bit more. We played very well in the second half and did a great job rebounding, and you know, just we've been able to limit our turnovers in the last few games, and we'll need to do that tonight again to give ourselves a chance. And you know, I just think rebounding and taking care of the ball are two such important areas that we can't lose focus of those things in practice. And so we work pretty hard in practice on those two aspects of the game. And then the third thing we really worked at was trying to defend Mount Marty from penetration.
Is there anything you can carry forward from Saturday's preparation for Midland to tonight's preparation for Mount Marty, or is it completely different?
No, they're similar. You know, they have guards that really like to penetrate and try to get to the middle. Both teams do. And so that was good preparation. The things we did well and the things we didn't do so well, to just kind of reemphasize and focus on staying our stance and not letting them drive the ball. Because when they get in a lane, they just get to be really good because their post players can finish and they kick it out and they shoot the three really well. They have, three of their best wings. You know, they have the same percentage from the three as they do the two, meaning that's a much more dangerous shot to give up than a three than a 15-footer.
Defensively, what do you have to do against that type of team?
We have to be on our own and stop penetration, and then we have to limit them to one bad shot. Those are two of the things I think are the most important for us.
For your team, what do you need to do offensively? Where are some areas that you can possibly exploit?
Well, we have to start out by making sure we get good shots every time, and that would be taking care of the ball. But then also, we really want to try to emphasize getting the basketball inside. You know, and we've been doing that more and more as the year's gone on. You've seen kind of the progression of inside-out play, where we at least get it inside and get an inside touch and look. If we can do that, you know, I really like our chances.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about tonight's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers. Let's take a closer look then at these two teams, and let's begin with the Mount Marty Lancers. They are receiving votes in the NAI Division II Women's Basketball Coaches Poll. Lancers have lost three games in a row after winning four straight from December 10th through January 4th. Last win in that streak was a 73-67 triumph over number 2 ranked Briar Cliff. The three losses recently for Mount Marty have come to Hastings, Morningside, and Doan. The Lancers score 70.5 points per game. They allow 63 points per outing. They convert 40.2% of their field goal attempts. They allow teams 38.9% success. Lancers also have a 40.5 to 39.8 rebounding advantage, and they convert 34% of their three-point shots. The Lancers have committed 302 turnovers through 19 games, while forcing 338. Taylor Force is the leader for the Lancers with an 18 points per game average. She makes 42.5% of her field goals. She's made 63 of 153 three-point shots. Force also averages 2 assists and 3.6 rebounds per game. Kylie Gross averages 14 points and 9.2 rebounds. She makes 47.2% of her field goals. Alexa Berg is making 8.8 points per game, gets 2.3 rebounds, and Allison DeCam is at 6.8 points per game. For the Defenders, they're 8-11 overall, 3-8 in the conference. They're averaging 61.4 points per game. They allow 62.4 points per outing. A lot of these numbers lend themselves to a team that is hovering around the 500 mark. Teams are making 39.2% of their shots. Dort is converting 39.6%. Dort holds a 37.4 to 34.6 rebounding advantage. They have an advantage at free throw line as well, where they've made 265 of 365. Opponents have made 223 of 318. The defenders have struggled with the turnovers, so that offsets the rebound and free throw advantage, where they are turning the ball over. They have turned it over 443 times this season. They have forced 390 turnovers this year. Caravan Dyke scores 10.5 points per game, gets 6.9 rebounds per outing, 50.7% shooting from the floor. Brianna Spronk is averaging 9.9 points per game with 6.1 rebounds per contest. Jamie Cook is knocking in 7.2 points per game with 4.2 rebounds. Elise Marish is scoring 7.1 points per game. Kayla Gasing, 7. She also gets 3.9 rebounds and 25 steals. Jessica Gelsman has had 6 points per game, 3.2 rebounds, and a team-high 40 assists, while Spronk is second. I beg your pardon, Cook is second on the team in assists with 39. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Defender women won a 63-56 decision over Midland on Saturday after trailing 35-29. Jamie Cook, 19 points, 10 of 11 on the free throw line. Kayla Bruckeyes tossed in 9. Doan beat Mount Marty on Saturday, 72-64. Mount Marty converted 21 of 58 shots from the floor, 8 of 26 three-pointers. Doan made 22 of 49 shots. Tigers were 20 of 28 from the free throw line. Hosts made just 14 of 27 free throws. Hannah Youngberg had a team-high 14 points. That was 10 better than her season average. Kylie Gross had 12 points with 12 rebounds. The Dort women trail this series 43-25. 17-16, Mount Marty has the advantage in games played in Sioux Center. Dort College lost the November 22 game in Yankton 69-63. Brianna Spronk led Dort College with 18. Caravan Dyke had 16. Alexa Berg topped Mount Marty with 17. Kylie Gross had 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a rundown of the starting lineups right after this. Good evening, everyone. Let's take a look at our starting lineups now for tonight's basketball game. Let's begin with the Dort College women's basketball team. Dort College's starting lineup consists of Kayla Gasing, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7 points per game. Kayla Bruckeyes is a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 4.5 points per contest. Danelle Bowen is a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, averaging 5.8 points per contest. Caravan Dykes, a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.5 points per game. And Jamie Cooks, a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 7.2 points per game. For the Mount Marty Lancers, they will start. Number 3, Johanna Scheich, a 5'5 sophomore from Mitchell, South Dakota, averaging 1.1 points per game. Alexa Berg is a 5'8 junior from Pierce, South Dakota, averaging 8.8 points per game. Taylor Forsh is a 5'7 junior from Baltic, South Dakota, averaging 18 points per contest. Hannah Youngberg's a 5'9 junior from Yankton, South Dakota, averaging 4.1 points per contest. And Kylie Gross is a 6-foot senior from Yankton, South Dakota, averaging 14 points per game. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with the opening tip of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We are set to begin basketball as the Dort College defenders control the opening tap, and we are underway. With the basketball is Danelle Bone. Bone out front with it. Bone picks up her dribble, passes it off, and it's taken away on the wing by Taylor Force. She drives in, right hand, left side. It's up, it's down. 2-point basket for the Mount Marty Lancers. So Taylor Force with a 2-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail it 2-0. Earlier tonight, the junior varsity women's basketball team lost, I believe it was by 11 points as it ended up. The Dort College men winning handily over Mount Marty. Three-pointer by Bruckeyes, no good. Rebound taken away by Caravan Dyke on the baseline. Her short jumper is no good. Rebound taken away by Kylie Gross. Gross with the basketball. She passes it up to Alexa Berg. Berg passes out front to Hannah Youngberg. Youngberg with the basketball. Youngberg out front, Taylor Forsh. Forsh gives it up to Scheich. Scheich with the basketball. Scheich gives it up to Gross, and we've got a travel in the lane called on the Mount Marty Lancers, and the Dort College defenders get the basketball back on the turnover. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up is Bone. Bone on the right wing. Pass Pass comes out front to Jamie Cook. Cook passes left side over to Miedema. Miedema with the ball. Pardon me, Bone with the ball. Bone gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it underneath to Cook. Cook at the free throw line. Cook out of the post. Back right side over to Brookhice. Brookhice with the basketball. Brookhice has it poked away. Picked up by the Lancers. Coming up with it is Alexa Berg. Berg's pass taken away by the York College defenders. With it is Cook. Kick out. Bone. Bone out front with the basketball. Bone gives it up right side, Brookhice. Brookhice three is good. Kayla Brookhice with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders have their first lead of the basketball game. Lancers have the ball. Bringing it up is Shike. Shike with it in between the circles, guarded there by Bone. Passes left side over to Berg. Berg at the free throw line. Berg stops, dumps it off underneath, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Lancers, I beg your pardon, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Lancer basketball. So the Lancers get the basketball back. Pass goes up front. Chasing it down is Kylie Gross. Gives it up to Force. Force passes into the corner. Three, shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Brookhice. Brookhice for the basketball. Brookhice takes it across half court. She'll set the offense. Picks up her dribble. Comes right side over to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball out front. She's in between the circles. Gasing drops it inside for Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Van Dyke gives it up over to Cook. Cook with the ball. Cook underneath. And the ball deflected out. Picked up by the Lancers. And we've got a tie-up. Jamie Cook tied up on the basketball with Kylie Gross. And the Lancers, Johanna Shike, will inbound the basketball. Shike with it in the backcourt. Shike will take it across half court. Passes Bone hassling her on the right side. Three to two, our score. Lancers, Alexa Berg throwing the ball in on the sideline. Berg passes it in to Johanna Shike. Shike with the basketball out front. Shike goes over to Berg, comes back right side over to Shike. Shike with the ball, three on the way, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Kylie Gross. Gross gives it over to Brookhice, and we've got a foul in the backcourt called on the Mount Marty Lancers. Gasink gets the ball inbounded. Dort College leading 3-2. And the defenders bring the basketball up by one. Bone with it on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Passes right side over to Brookhice. Brookhice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Driving down to the right side. Puts it up. Count the hoop and she is fouled. Kara Van Dyke fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line now to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And Van Dyke, an 89% free throw shooter, 32 of 36 this season, will go to the free throw line. Her free throw is up and good. Van Dyke makes it 6-2. Lancers with the basketball in the backcourt. Bringing it up is Alexa Berg. Berg to Shike. Shike with it across half court. Shike in between the circles. She passes right side over to Force. Force with it on the wing. Force back to Shike. Shike with the basketball. Gives it up to Youngblood. Youngblood down to the baseline. Her shot is good. Youngberg with a two-point basket. It's 6-4. 6-4 our score. Defender basketball leading by two. Pass goes out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Gasing. Gasing three from the corner. Off the heel, no good. Rebound taken out long by Kylie Gross. Gross gives it off to Shike. Shike with the basketball. Shike to Berg. Berg with it. Berg goes down low to Gross. Shot is up and good. Kylie Gross ties it up at 6-6. 6-6 our score. Left side is Brookhice. Brookhice, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, back it comes Brookhice. Brookhice tries to find Cook. Cook taps it back over to Brookhice. Brookhice attacking the 2-3 zone put on here by Mount Marty. Pass comes out front. Bones pass is deflected by Force. Picked up by Brookhice. Pass over the top. Van Dyke. Van Dyke 10-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped by Gasing. Kept it alive. Got it over to Brookhice. Brookhice kick out pass to Cook. Cook inside Van Dyke. Van Dyke back outside Cook. Cook three on the way. No good. And the rebound is tipped out and controlled by Berg. Berg with the basketball. She gives it off to Shike. Shike with the ball. Shike gives it up left side over to Force. Force down to the baseline. Her scoop shot is good. Taylor Force makes it. A Mount Marty lead of 8-6. Mount Marty has scored the last 6 points. Nord College basketball, Bone to Brookice. Brookice kicks it back over to Gasink. Gasink in the lane, fires it off the glass, no good, and then over the back, foul's called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her first personal, and that is team foul number, that's foul number two on Kara Van Dyke. So Van Dyke will check out of the ballgame with 3 points. Dort College inbounding the, playing defense as Mount Marty will bring it up. The Lancers have the basketball. Out front with it is Wynn. Wynn on the right elbow of the lane. Cuts it back to the middle of the floor. Kick out pass to Youngberg. Youngberg at the free throw line. Spins. Puts it up with the left hand. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Brianna Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk gives it up to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone comes right side, gets it to Jelsma. Jelsma with it in between the circles. Jelsma with it on the left side. She's going to drive the lane, puts it up with the left hand. Good. Jessica Jelsma with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders are tied up 8-8 with Mount Marty. 14:07 left to play in the ballgame. Make that in the first half. Beg your pardon. Mount Marty on the offense. Out front is Wynn. Wynn comes right side over to Force. Force down to the baseline. Force kick out pass, three on the way, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball, they go down low to Gross. Gross shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Mount Marty and the Lancers. Lancers will reset the offense, three on the way, this one's good. Three-point basket by Youngberg makes it an 11-8 ball game. Mount Marty in front. Gasink to Jelsma. Jelsma out front. Jelsma's pass tipped and taken away by Force. Force really overplaying in the passing lane. Floated up by Force. Shot no good, and Force is going to be called for an over-the-back foul. Taylor Force whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number three on the Lancers. Third. 13:18 left to play. Dort College defenders bringing the basketball up. With it is Jelsma. Jelsma on the right wing. Cuts it left side with the left hand. Nothing there. Out front, Spronk. She steps into a long two. It's good from straight on. Brianna Spronk from straight on hits the long jumper. And the defenders trail 11-10. 11-10 our score. Dort College down by a point. Right side pass, Lancers with the basketball. April Wynn is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Elise Marish. Marish whistled for her first personal. So Marish whistled for the personal foul. That's team foul number three on the defenders. Mount Marty to inbound the basketball. Lancers throw it in. Ball's down on the floor now, and we've got a jump ball. Tying her up is Elise Marish, and Brianna Spronk able to tie up Hanny Youngberg on the play. And we had the back the other way with the Dort College defenders trailing by a point at 11-10. 11-10 our score. Dort College with the basketball. Marish drops it inside for Spronk. Spronk on the left elbow. Turns her back now. Back over to Brookice. Brookice to Marish. Marish on the baseline. Marish nowhere to go. Passes out front Bailey Spencer. Spencer with the basketball, gives it up Brookice. Brookice out front, Marish. Marish dumps it down low, Spencer. Spencer turn around to the lane, shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Thought it was maybe a clean block initially. But the foul call against Mount Marty, and Bailey Spencer will go to the free throw line. And will shoot a pair of free throws. First free throw for Spencer is up and good. She's got another one coming. So a second free throw on the way for Spencer. And Spencer makes one of two. And the defenders tied up at 11-11 with 12:15 remaining. Lancers bring the basketball up. This is Alexa Berg. Berg gives it up to Force. Force into the lane. Right side pass, 15-footer from the baseline. No good. Ball's on the floor. Jelsma comes up with it. Shovels it off to Marish, and the Dort College defenders will come back the other way with the basketball. Jessica Jelsma setting the offense. She passes out front. They give it underneath for Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk shovels it outside for Spencer. Spencer back to Brookice underneath. Spronk. Spronk jumper from 10 off the heel. Hangs on the rim. Won't go down. Here comes Dort College on defense. Mount Marty attacking. April Wynn with the basketball. April Wynn passes off to Force. We're tied 11-11 with 11:30 left to play in the first half. Driving the lane, they dump it off. It goes right side to Cam. Allison to Cam spins, and the two-point basket is good. Mount Marty leads 13-11. With the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma on the left side. Jelsma down to the baseline. She gives it up. Now comes back over to Spronk, back to Jelsma, shovels it off for Spencer. Spencer inside has a block, gets it back. No, it's down on the ground, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Mount Marty basketball indeed. It's Dort College on defense now. Dort College showing a full court pressure defense. Bringing the basketball up is Wynn. Wynn across half court. Wynn passes right side. She gets it over to Shike. Shike with the basketball. Shike over to Kylie Gross. Gross left side to Cam. To Cam back to Shike. Shike inside Wynn. Wynn penetrates. Now gives it off to DeCam. Her hesitation move. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty and Kylie Gross. And Gross is fouled on the putback attempt. 13-11 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Kylie Gross shooting a pair. So Gross, a 63% free throw shooter. First one rims out, no good. She has another one on the way. So a second free throw on the way for Gross. This one's up too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Mount Marty. Coming away with it is Shike. And we've got a travel called on the Mount Marty Lancers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Shike gets called for steps. 13-11, Dort College by a deuce. 10:24 left to play in the half. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma will take it across half court. Comes right side to Spencer. Spencer back over to Jelsma, and Jelsma travels with the basketball. Not sure if they called it on Jelsma or Spencer, but one of the two got whistled for a travel violation. Here come the Lancers back the other way. So the Lancers bringing it up, and Johanna Shike. Shike passes left side to Cam. To Cam with the basketball. And it comes over to Wynn, who is fouled on the play by Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for the personal. Mount Marty with the basketball. So Mount Marty has the ball. Goes high post, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the defenders and Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for the personal foul. And the Dort College defenders will defend underneath the basket. Lancers will inbound. This is Alexa Berg throwing it in. Berg passes it off. Driving hard with the left hand is Kylie Gross. And Gross has 4 points. And the defenders lead a trail 15-11. Dort College started the game up 6-2. They trail now 15-11. Pass goes left side, Gaysink. Gaysink on the wing, comes back over to Brookice. Brookice, three, no good off the heel. Rebound taken away by Spencer, though. Her shot blocked, and the rebound is taken away by the Lancers and Kylie Gross. Dort College down a couple of field goals. Today's broadcast made possible by the VanEngelenHoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Shot in the lane is no good by the Lancers and Allison DeCam, and here come the Dort College defenders back the other way. Ball and passes right side, Brookice. Brookice left side, Spencer. Spencer with the basketball. Spencer gives it up right side. It comes back over to Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk unable to knock it down. Here come the Lancers back the other way. Johanna Scheich with it. 8:51 remaining. First half. Dort College down four. Driving left hand is Forsh, and Forsh is fouled on the play by Bailey Spencer. Spencer whistled for the foul. Forsh will go to the free throw line where she makes 73% of her tries. 8:44 left to go in the game. Dort College in the half. Dort College trailing 15-11. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Both free throws up and down for Taylor Forsh. Marty now 2-for-4 from the free throw line. And the Dort College defenders trail by 6. 17-11 our score. Out front with it is Bone. Bone goes left side, Gasink looking inside for Cook. Instead goes into the corner. And down to the baseline is Van Dyke. And Van Dyke is fouled on the play by Brittany Little. Team foul number 5 on the Lancers. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Kayla Brookice gets the inbounds pass, looks left side over to Van Dyke. It's been a scoring drought for the defenders. Gasing goes right side, intended for Brookice, throws it over her head, out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball, and the Dort College defenders call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders. Dort College on defense. Here's the pass to Alexa Berg. Berg dumps it off underneath. Shot is up and good. Brittany Little with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 19-11. 19-11 our score. With it out front is Brookice. Brookice over to Cook. Cook gives it up to Gasink. Gasink left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Gasink. Gasink right side, Bone. Bone three, no good, too strong. Rebound taken away, weak side by Gasink. Gasink puts it up on the baseline, but a foul call before the shot. So the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball after the foul call on the rebound. Dort College, Cook underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath. Her lay-in is good. So Van Dyke with the two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 19-13. Kara Van Dyke with 5 points. Left side pass, Lancer basketball, Scheich. Scheich gives it up to Forsh. Forsh, three, good. Taylor Forsh from the right wing. She's got 9 points, and the defenders trail 22-13. Right side pass, Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back over to Brookice. Brookice to Cook. Cook with the basketball, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three, off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the ball inside Cook. Cook looks high-low to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is shoved out of bounds. She's fouled on the play. She'll shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity coming here. So the free throw's on the way for Van Dyke, a 1-1. She makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Van Dyke, can make it a 7-point ball game again, and does so with a made free throw. She's got 7 points, 89% free throw shooter, and the Dort College defenders trail 22-15. So a 7-point difference. Dort College on defense. Mount Marty with it down low. They go, and it's tipped out of bounds by the defenders. 22-15, our score, Dort College. Down seven, playing defense. Here's Forsh on the wing. Kick out pass, right corner, Shike, and Shike is blocked on the play. 6:33 left to go in the half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Mount Marty basketball, Alexa Berg to throw it in. She gets it in. Shot by DeCam, misses everything, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Long pass ahead to Van Dyke, two players around her. She gets it back over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Left side pass, Brookice. Brookice with it on the wing. Brookice goes high post, Cook. Cook spins in the lane. Her shot too strong off the heel. Rebound taken away by DeCam. DeCam to Shike. Shike with the basketball. Johanna Shike with the ball. Gets it up the left sideline. Gets it away to Alexa Berg. Berg fumbles it away. Taken by Gasing. Gasing tries to shovel it right back to Van Dyke, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. 22-15, our score. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Travel violation down low. DeCam shuffles her feet before she can put the ball on the deck. And the Dort College defenders get the turnover back. Dort College with the basketball. On the right sideline is Bone. Bone out front. Brookice. Brookice down low. Van Dyke. Van Dyke loses it. DeCam comes away with it. DeCam will get credit for the steal. Johanna Shike passes right side. Three-pointer is up and good. Three-point basket for Taylor Force. She's got 12. Averages 18 points per ball game, and the defenders trail by 10, 25-15. Brookice goes bounce pass to Cook. Cook, right side, Bone. Bone, three, no good. Rebound out long, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lancers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Kara Van Dyke will check out of the basketball game. Elise Marish is back in. Bone passes right side, Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Goes into the lane, Marish. Marish short jumper, rattles it good. Marish with the two-point basket, her first two of the day. And the defenders trail it 25-17. Johanna Shike with the basketball. Shike on the right wing to Forsh. 4:55 and counting, first half. Dort College down eight. They've got a whittle the lead down here. Youngberg drives the lane. Kicks it right side. Gets it away to Gross. Gross cut off on the play by Sprunk. Gross reverses it back outside Youngberg. Youngberg three. Good. Hannah Youngberg with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 28-17. Left side pass comes over to Brookice. Brookice right side, Sprunk. Sprunk underneath Marish. Marish inside to Cook. Cook kick out Bone. Bone gives it up left side Marish. Marish baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tipped by Cook. Cook spins in the lane. Her short shot is good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. Dort College down 28-19. They've trailed by as many as 11. They're down 9. 4:10 and counting, first half. Shike with the basketball. She'll drive right side, puts it up with the right hand, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound cleared out by Marish. Marish with the basketball, back over to Bone. Bone gives it up left side over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice steps through the trap, shot no good, gets her own rebound back. Kick out past Cook. Cook into the corner, Brookice, Brookice, Marish. Marish turn around, underneath, shot good. Marish with 4 points. Dort College trails 28-21. 3:38 left to play. 3:38 left to play in the first half. Mount Marty basketball, right side. Kylie Gross. Gross gives it up. Berg. Berg, left corner. Left wing, I should say. Youngberg. Youngberg will put up a three, and she hit another one. Youngberg with 11 points. Dort College trailing by 10, 31-21. 3:15 left to play in a fast-moving first half. Bounce pass inside Cook. Cook on the elbow. Comes back over to Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. Sprunk back out front. Cook. Cook, 15-footer. Rattles no good. Rebound down on the floor. Off of Brookice. Picked up by Mount Marty and Shike. Lancer basketball. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Force passes, left side over to Youngberg. Youngberg back to Force. Force, three, good. Force with another three. She's got 15, and the defenders trail by a baker's dozen, 34-21. Pass right side, Gasing. Gasing gives it up. Out front, Jelsma. Jelsma left side, Cook. Cook steps into a three. Her shot, no good, too strong. Rebound taken away by Youngberg. Here comes Mount Marty. Lancers have the basketball. Right side pass over to Taylor Force. Force driving in. Nothing there. Kicks it back outside to Wynn. Wynn goes down low, and we've got a travel violation called on the Lancers. Lancers whistled for the travel. And the Dort College defenders with a basketball and an opportunity to cut into the lead. So Dort College needs to whittle this lead down. It's been as close as eight recently, but Mount Marty getting hot on the three-point line. They're back up by 13. Spinning inside is Jamie Cook. Cook posting up 4 points. Dort College trails 34-23. Dort College down 11. Lancers will bring the basketball up. Taylor Force with it. Force picks up her dribble. Passes to Wynn. Wynn with the ball. Drives the lane. Kicks it right side to Gross. Gross left-hander in the lane. Rims out. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College with the basketball. Coming up with it is Jelsma. Jelsma passes left side. Marish. Marish underneath intended for Cook. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by. Last touch by the Lancers. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball out of bounds underneath. They'll pass it. Gasing. Gasing looking. Still looking and finds out front Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice passes right side Spronk. Her jumper no good. Rebound weak side taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Her pass out front though taken away by Berg. Berg driving in. Short arms the right-handed layup. Dort College will come back the other way. Another chance to cut into the lead. Dort College down 11 trying to stay within striking distance here in the first half. On the left wing with the basketball. They go down to the block. That's Jelsma, might have traveled with it. Shovels it back outside Spencer. Spencer gives it up out front to Spronk. Spronk puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. Lancers have the basketball. Bringing it up is Force. Force with the ball. Force passes left side over to Wynn. Wynn down to the baseline. Wynn gives it up to Berg. Berg into the lane and throws it away. Intended for Kylie Gross. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball again, out of bounds. Length of the floor in front of them. Throwing in will be Gasink. Gasink with the basketball back over to Bone. Bone will bring it up. She passes it off to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. 10 seconds left to go in the half. Jelsma on the left side. Spins into the lane. Kick out pass comes over to Brookice. Brookice three, good. Kayla Brookice with the three-point basket. She's got six, and the defenders go into the locker room down 34-26. Dort College down 8, 34-26. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a recap of the first half of action from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing 34-26. The North College defenders down by as many as 11. That came at 28-17. Actually got down by as many as 13 at 34-21. But responded with five straight to close the first half. And trailed by eight at halftime, 34-26. Dort College led unofficially by Caravan Dyke with 7 points. While the Dort College, while the Mount Marty Lancers are topped by Taylor Forsch with 15 points in the first half of action. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt, including a rundown of the numbers right after this. The Dort College defenders, 10 of 31 in the first half. That comes out to 32.3%, 2 for 11 on three-pointers, 18.2%, 4 for 5 on free throws, 80%. For the Mount Marty Lancers, 13 of 27 from the floor, 48.1%, 6 for 10 on three-pointers, 60%, 2 for 4 on free throws, 50%. Rebounding dead even at 18 apiece. Turnovers dead even as well at 9 apiece. If you had asked me partway through the first half, I would have said there was no way that was going to be at a 9-9 dead even mark at halftime. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dort College led in the first half by Caravan Dyke, 7 points, 6 for Kayla Brookice, 4 for Jamie Cook and Elise Marish, 2 each for Jessica Gelsma and Brianna Sprock, 1 for Bailey Spencer. For the Lancers, Taylor Forsch with 15, 9 for Hannah Youngberg, 6 for Kylie Gross, 2 each for Allison DeCam and Brittany Little. Kylie Gross leads Mount Marty with 7 rebounds. 5 other players have 2 rebounds each. For the defenders, Kayla Brookice with 5 rebounds, 4 of them offensive. 3 rebounds for Jessica Gelsma. 2 rebounds each for Jamie Cook, Brianna Spronk, and Bailey Spencer. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC in the community, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Our halftime score, Dort College trails Mount Marty 34-26. And it doesn't appear that we have any other live score updates other than Morningside leading Northwestern at halftime of that women's game in Orange City, 38-36. Coming up this week on KDCR on Saturday, the Dort College defenders on the road to Lincoln, Nebraska to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. Start time for the women, 2. Start time for the men, 4. You can hear them on KDCR 88.5 FM. 1 week from tonight, Dort College on the road to Morningside. And then a week from this Saturday, the Dort College defenders will be facing the Briarcliff Chargers in their next home contest. That is 1 week from today. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Home, member FDIC, and the community. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's check in now with a GPAC update for today. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. Trailing at halftime, 34-26. The Dort College Defenders. The Dort College Defenders will inbound the basketball. And it'll be Kayla Gasink throwing the ball in. And it appears that some of our technical difficulties with our web stream from earlier this evening have been cleared up. So a thank you to the folks working on that to rectify the situation. But it does appear that we are back online. And always good to be back online. The Dort College Defenders with the basketball. Driving right side is Bone. Bone passes left side over to Gasink. Gasink out front, Van Dyke. Dort College down eight. They've got some ground to make up. Van Dyke gives to Cook. Cook on the left elbow. Back over to Gasink. Gasink down to the baseline. Gasink spins. Nothing there. Puts it up. Blocked. Rebound cleared out by the Lancers. And coming up with it is Kylie Gross. Gross with the basketball. Gross gives it off to Shike. Shike with the ball. Shike comes back to Force. Force dumps it off and the easy shot for Gross, and the Lancers are back in front by 10 at 36-26. Brooke Ice with it on the left wing. She comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Cook. Cook, jumper in the lane, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by the Lancers. So the Lancers looking to build on a 10-point lead, and here they come. Right side pass, Youngberg. Youngberg on the wing. Swing pass over the top, nearly throws it away. Dort College on the defense. Van Dyke trying to cut off Alexa Berg. Berg finally has it swiped away out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So the Dort College Defenders with it on the left wing, and we've got an offensive foul called on the Lancers. Dort College will get the basketball back. 36-26. Bringing the basketball up is Danelle Bone. Bone across half court. Bone goes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She gives it up to Gasink. Gasink on the left wing. Gasink to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around to the lane is good. Kara Van Dyke with 9 points, and the Defenders cut the lead to 36-28. 18-20 left to play. Left side pass to Shike. Shike with the basketball to Youngberg. Youngberg driving in, spins in the lane. Her shot is good. Youngberg with 13. Defenders lead by 10, 38, trail by 10, 38-28. Cook, left elbow, goes left baseline over to Van Dyke. Swing it about right side, Brookice. Brookice looking inside, Cook reverses it left over to Gasink. Gasink sets, fires three, good. Kayla Gasink with the three-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders trail it, 38-31. 38-31. Shike with the basketball. Shike over to Youngberg. Youngberg gives it up to Force. Force at the top of the key, working against Brookice. Drives in with the right hand from the left side. Good. Force with 17. And the Defenders trail this one by 9. Wide open underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns, puts it up and down. She's got 11. And the Dort College Defenders trail by 7, 40-33, and there's a timeout on the floor charged to the Dort College Defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after that. Dort College is down 7 after a basket by Kara Van Dyke. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Speaking of downtown, Taylor Force just drills one from straight on about a half a step behind the three-point line. Makes it 43-33. Dump it down low, Van Dyke. Ball's tipped. And it's controlled by the Lancers. Here they come up the right side with it. Lancers with the basketball. Taylor Force. Force gets it left wing over to Shike. Shike with the basketball. Shike tries to shovel it inside. And the ball's tipped and controlled by Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone left side, Cook. Cook cross court, Gasink. Gasink right side, Brookice. Brookice tries to go cross court. Her pass is tipped and controlled by Shike. Shike with the basketball. Returns it back over to Forsch. Another three. Missed that one. No good. Rebound taken down by Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook across half court. Nearly travels with it as the ball bounces away from her. Gets it over to Bone. Bone dumps it underneath. With it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the baseline. Her shot is good. Kara Van Dyke with 13. And we've got a player shaken up for the Lancers and Alexa Berg. New player checking in for the Lancers will be number 45, Holly Hagee, that is. So Holly Hagee back into the ballgame. I believe she saw a little bit of time in the first half. Nord College trails 43-35, 15:58 left to play. Pass it down low. Shot is up. Blocked by Gross's shot is blocked. Here come the defenders. Jelsma with it across half court. Left side Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the top of the key. Left side pass goes over to Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline. Cut off by Hagee. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. But Gasing is fouled on the play. So Gasing will go to the free throw line. And she will shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Gasink is no good. Another free throw on the way for Gasink. Gasink with a 3 to her credit. 30 of 36 shooting free throws this season. Make it 30 of 37 as she misses both free throws. And the Lancers have a chance to build on the 11-point lead. 43 to 35 our score. Winning with the basketball. Wynn passes left side. Comes back. Wynn on the left wing. 12 to shoot for the Lancers. Right side Force. Force gives it up. Hagee. Hagee underneath. Shot no good. By Gross, rebound tip, controlled by Gross. Gross put back, no good. Rebound Hagee. Hagee off the glass, no good. Rebound to Cam, her shot, no good. To Cam, another offensive rebound with the left hand. Missed it again, no good. And finally, a jump ball called on the offensive rebound. Numerous attempts for the Lancers. Either four or five cracks at it for the Lancers. Five cracks at it. And they came away emptied so far. The jump ball, alternating possession, it's Mount Marty basketball. Lancers dump it down low. Turn, shot no good. DeCam had her hands on the rebound momentarily, and the ball goes out of bounds again. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. And the Lancers will throw it in. They get it in over to Wynn. Wynn comes right side, Forsch. Force with the basketball back to Wynn. Wynn with it out front. Picks up her dribble. Passes right side back over to Force. Force on the wing. Force gives it into the corner. With the basketball is Hagee. Hagee left side three is good for April Wynn. 46-35. The Lancers with a long offensive possession that time, and they finally took advantage. Lancers playing defense now with an 11-point lead at 46-35. Right side pass, Spronk. Spronk on the right wing. Comes over to Gasink. Gasink into the lane. Splits the defense. Her layup is good. Gasink with 5 second half points, and the defenders trail by 9, 46-37. Lancers have the basketball. Hagee. Down to the baseline, jumper no good by Gross. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Nord College up and running with the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles out front. Jelsma still has her dribble alive, 18 to shoot for the defenders. Passes over to Bone. Bone left wing. Bone gives it underneath Spencer. Spencer gathers herself. Short jumper for Bailey. Spencer is good. She's got three. And the defenders trail by 7, 46-39. Down to the baseline. They kick it out right side. Three on the way and another three for April Wynn. 49-39, just like that. Back to a 10-point ball game. Mount Marty in front. 12:55 and counting. Ball game now. Mount Marty in front by 10. Fast moving contest. Not many fouls. Left side pass comes over to Bone. Bone banks it in from three. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 49-42. 49-42, our score. Driving in, Brookice comes up with a loose basketball. With it out front is Jelsma. Jelsma on the left wing. Jelsma driving in, nothing there. Gaysink. Gaysink goes right side. Spencer. Spencer gives it back over to Gaysink, and Gaysink, before she could get it, it was picked off by Hagee. Hagee, layup good. Holly Hagee with the two-point basket, and the Lancers lead it by 9, 51-42. Left side pass, it goes to Jelsma. Jelsma gives it up, Gaysink. Gaysink right side, Bone. Bone, two, no good, but a foul on the rebound. On the Dort College defenders, it'll be Mount Marty basketball. Dort College down 9, so they're managing to stay within striking distance. For those of you trying to log on to our live stream webcast, you may want to elect to go to the alternate webcasts, and those are either the high definition or medium quality. Still working to get all three working simultaneously. We apologize for those technical difficulties on the webcast side of things. Johanna Scheich with the basketball gets it to Youngberg, and Youngberg drives in, and she's stripped of it, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. Van Dyke has called for her third personal. She's got 13 points. Dort College can ill afford to lose her for offense. And the pass goes into DeCam, and DeCam is fouled on the play by, you guessed it, Kira Van Dyke, and Van Dyke has just picked up her fourth personal. Brianna Spronk will check into the ballgame for the defenders. First free throw is on the way and good for DeCam. DeCam with 3 points. She's got another one coming, 52-42. Lancers can push it back to 11. They've led by as many as 13 tonight, and DeCam makes them both. She's got 4 points, averaging 6.8, entering the ballgame. Makes it a 53-42 ballgame. Right side with the basketball is Brookice. Brookice goes left wing to Jelsma. Jelsma, swing pass right side. Spronk, Spronk, jumper, good. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. She's got four, and the defenders trail 53-44. So Dort College managing to stay within striking distance, but they got to make a move at some point. Get this back to 5 or 6 points. Missed shot on the other end by Mount Marty. Here's Dort College's opportunity to get it back to 7. 53-44. Dort College down 9. Brookice, lob pass into Cook. Cook crosses over. Spin move with the left hand. Up. Good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders are back to within 7, 53-46. There's a timeout on the floor charged to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Mount Marty 53-46, but the defenders trying to just give themselves a chance here at the end, and they've managed to hang in there right now, weathering a couple of Mount Marty runs. Pass through the lane, tipped by Bone, picked back up by the Lancers. Mount Marty with a basketball, they get it to Youngberg. Youngberg goes down low to DeCam. DeCam spins off of the glass, strong with the right hand, good. Youngberg with 15, averaging 4.1 points per game entering the contest. She had a big ball game against Doan as well, scored, I believe, 18 in that one. Pass comes left side, Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Spronk is fouled on the play by Youngberg. And Hannah Youngberg is whistled for her second personal. So Youngberg whistled for her second personal. Team foul number 3 on the Lancers. Midpoint of this half. Well, beg your pardon, I missed a couple on Youngberg. That's number 4 on her. She will check out of the ballgame as Coach Tom Schlimgen will have her take a seat beside him for the time being. Bone gets around the defender, lays it up with the left hand, too strong, and it rattles out, and here comes Mount Marty. Shike passes left side, gets the return pass now on the wing, goes high post to DeCam. DeCam with the basketball. DeCam goes down to the block, it gives it up to Gross. Gross into the lane, fires it cross court, over to Force. Force three, no good. Rebound tapped, and we've got a foul on the play called on Mount Marty over the back, I believe. Foul's going to go on Kylie Gross, number 2 on her. Team foul number 4 on the Lancers. York College trailing Mount Marty 55-46. Pass with the basketball. Dort College, Gaysink. Gaysink back to Spronk. Spronk fires it back outside for Cook. Cook goes into the corner of Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink comes left side over to Spronk, and we've got a foul away from the ball. And that foul's going to go on Jessica Jelsma. That's her third. 9:21 left to go in the half. That's in the ballgame. Jelsma has just picked up her third personal. North College down by 9. Mount Marty basketball. Taylor Force, right wing. She comes back left side over to Bird. Bird gets the return pass on the wing. Mount Marty taking some time on this possession. DeCam at the free throw line looking for the high-low pass. And instead it's taken away by the defenders. Coming away with it on the weak side is Spronk. Spronk to Brookice. Brookice out front. Brookice gives it down low for Cook. Cook spins with the left hand. Her layup is good. Jamie Cook with 8 points. North College trails 55-48. Back to within 7. 8:38 left to play. And a travel. Johanna Scheich stopped her dribble. Looked to make the pass. And traveled with it before she could get rid of the basketball. And now the Lancers will play defense as Dort College has the ball back and a chance to cut into the 7-point lead, 55-48. 55-48 our score. Brookice across half court, comes right side, Gaysink. Gaysink underneath to Cook. Cook underneath Marish. Marish on the left block, back outside Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice, Cook, Cook, Gaysink, Gaysink, back left side, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Alexa Berg, and for Berg, that is number 1. DeCam is out, checking in is Youngberg. Marish will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Marish gets it in to Brookice. Brookice for the ball, comes back over to Cook. Cook, 3, Cook. Jamie Cook with 11 points, and the defenders back to within 4 at 55-51. 8:06 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College back to within 4. Lancer basketball win. Win goes left side, Berg. Berg goes high post, Youngberg. Youngberg, 15-footer left elbow is good. 17 for Youngberg, and the defenders trail by 6. Pass inside, Cook. Cook puts it up, can't get it to go, but a foul on the play called on Kylie Gross. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Brianna Spronk comes over to the sideline to get instruction from Coach Craig Steensma. Kayla Gaysink, Jamie Cook, Elise Marish, and Kayla Brookice on the floor. First free throw, no good. And a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Mount Marty. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 7:45 left to go in the game. Jamie Cook makes one of two free throws, and the defenders are back to within 5 at 57-52. Cook now with 12 points, 8 of them in the second half, 6 of them in the last couple of minutes. Left side, a right side pass to Wynn. Wynn goes back over to Gross. Gross with it on the right side. Gross spins. Nothing there. Comes back left side. Youngberg. Youngberg picks up her dribble. Passes left side. Dump it down low. Wynn. And Wynn has it tipped away on the weak side. Help by Jamie Cook. 6 seconds remaining on the shot clock. 7:21 on the game clock. Ball inbounded to Wynn. Wynn with it on the left wing. They dump it underneath. Pinned on the baseline. And the ball is stripped free by Cook. And a shot clock violation. Whistled against the Mount Marty Lancers, and the Dort College defenders have a chance to cut into the five-point lead, 57-52. Dort College has been as close as four. That was at 55-51. Cook to Marish. Marish, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball in between the circles. Left side, Marish. Marish looking for the screen inside for Cook. Cook has to come out to the perimeter for it. Cook with it on the wing. Cook to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Free throw line underneath. Marish. Marish muscles it up. Good. Elise Marish with 6 points. And the defenders trail 57-54. Dort College trailed at halftime 34-26. They've limited Mount Marty to 20 points. Beg your pardon, 23 points here in the second half. Lancer basketball. Alexa Berg. Berg goes left side. Force. Force. Three. Long. No good. Rebound. Long. Taken away by Youngberg. Youngberg pass underneath, intended for Kylie Gross. It's tapped away by Cook, and Cook is called for the personal foul. So Jamie Cook picks up the personal. And for Jamie Cook, that is foul number one. Mount Marty inbounding the basketball. Lancers have it. Wynn. Wynn comes back out front. Now they dump it down low, and a foul. Quick whistle that time. Either on Spronk or Cook. And that's going to go on Jamie Cook. That's number two on her. And team foul number six on the defenders with 6:18 left to go in the game. Dort College trailing by three, 57-54. In the lane, wide open shot. Missed it from 3 feet. Kylie Gross. Dort College coming back the other way. Three will tie it. Pass left side to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline and has it stripped away. Coming up with it, the Mount Marty Lancers, Alexa Berg. Berg with it on the right side. Berg to Youngberg. Youngberg will put up the three, missed it, no good. Rebound tip, controlled by Mount Marty, and a shot in the lane, and that's going to be a foul on the defenders. Spronk is going to pick up the personal. Kylie Gross will go to the free throw line. For Brianna Spronk, that is number two on her. Caravan Dyke and Danelle Bone checking back into the game for the defenders. First free throw is up and good for the Lancers and Kylie Gross. She's got 7 points. Marish and Spronk will check out of the ballgame. 5:53 left to play. Second free throw is up, and that one slithers through for Kylie Gross. She's got 8 points, 6 below her average. And the defenders trail 59-54. Bone left side, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Comes over to Cook. Cook at the free throw line. Cook spins in. Nothing there. Kick out Bone. Bone three. Cook. 3-point basket. Danelle Bone. She's got 6. And the defenders are back to within 2. 59-57. This is as close as they have been since the early going. Lancer basketball. Right side. Might have traveled with it. Wynn. Wynn dumps it off inside. Shot is up and down. The short shot by Kylie Gross. She's got 10. And the defenders trail by 4, 61-57. 5-10 and counting. Left side pass. Gaysink. Gaysink. Ball fake down to the baseline. Two players around her. Fires out front. Brookice. Ball fake. Free throw line. Steps in. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke muscles it up. Good. Caravan Dyke attacking from the left wing, gets the shot to go. Dort College trails 61-59. Bringing the basketball across half court is Forsch. Forsch comes right side. Both teams are in the bonus, by the way. Left side pass, Berg. Berg beyond the three-point line, back over to Forsch. Forsch with the basketball, gives it up Youngberg. Youngberg in between the circles. She comes back right side, Wynn. Wynn gives into the corner, Forsch. Forsch with the basketball. Forsch will drive in, muscles it up, and good. Taylor Forsch. Chucks it up towards the basket, and it bounces in. 63-59, Dort College down 4. And we've got a blocking foul called on the Lancers and Taylor Forsh, I believe. Forsh with 22 this evening. Came into the ball game averaging 18 points per outing. Danelle Bone will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Beg your pardon, a 1-1. Just a 1-1. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort College has four timeouts remaining. Mount Marty has three. Free throw by Bone is good. Seven for Bone. And a timeout charge to the Mount Marty Lancers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Bone makes one of two free throws. She missed the second one. Mount Marty secures the rebound. Lancers have the basketball. Right side pass over to Wynn. Wynn back out front, Youngberg. Mount Marty playing with a three-point lead. 12 seconds to go on the shot clock. They get it down low, Youngberg. Youngberg layup good. Youngberg averaging 4.1 points per game. She's got 19. And the defenders trail 65-59. Right side pass, Brookice. Brookice with the ball, goes down low. Gets it away to Spencer. Spencer gives it up into the corner over to Spronk. Spronk, jumper no good. Rebound taken away by Youngberg. Youngberg is in the backcourt. Youngberg gives it back over to April Wynn. Wynn, right side, Youngberg. Youngberg with the basketball. Youngberg, left side pass. Mount Marty with the ball, working it down low. 3:25 and counting. They're playing with a five-point lead. Force, ball fake to the free throw line. Comes back left side down to the baseline is April Wynn. Wynn with it down right side, picks up her dribble, comes back over to Forsh, and Forsh is called for traveling. Travel violation called on the Lancers. Dort College will get the basketball back. To 60, Dort College down 5. 3:13 left to play in the contest. Dort College needs a bucket and a stop. Comes right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke down low, Cook. Shovels it back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke up strong with the left hand, layup good. 17 for Van Dyke. The assist to Cook. Dort College trails by 3. Left side pass is Alexa Berg. Berg goes into Youngberg, and Youngberg travels with it. Dort College has been able to keep their turnover problems in check this evening. The defenders trail at 65-62. Turnovers. Mount Marty with 16, Dort College with 14. Pass down low, Cook. Cook with the right hand, shot no good, but a blocking foul called on the Lancers. And that's going to go on Kylie Gross. That's number 4 on her. Free throws on the way for Cook. Cook, 1-for-2 from the free throw line today. Makes it 65-63 with the first made free throw. She can make it a one-point ball game here with a made free throw. 2:31 left to go in regulation. Second free throw, short arm, but no good. Dort College trails 65-63. A couple of missed free throws by the defenders in the last minute and a half. Otherwise, this is a tie ball game. Lancers have it. Wynn passes right side, Force. Force, three, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down, though, on the weak side, and a foul inside. Kylie Gross will go to the free throw line. She got the offensive rebound. She spun back into the lane over her left shoulder and got fouled on the play. And free throws on the way for Kylie Gross. Gross with 10. Can make it a two-possession ball game here for Mount Marty with a couple of made free throws. Mount Marty leads it 65-63. They have led since they took the lead at 8-6. First free throw, no good. Another free throw on the way. So second free throw coming here for the Lancers. This one's up off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Dort College can tie it with a 2 or take the lead with a 3. Brookice with it on the right sideline, and the defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. The defenders will talk things over in the huddle. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 65-63. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. 2:09 left to go. Ball gets inbounded to Bone. Bone with a basketball. Bone on the left side. Dort College can tie it with a two here. It would complete the 13-point comeback. Right side pass, Gasing. Gasing on the wing. Steps in at the elbow. Cut off. Right side back over to Cook. Cook underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around Cook. Kara Van Dyke with a 2-point basket. We've got a tie game, 65-65, 1:45 left to go in regulation. Right side pass with it is Wynn. Wynn on the wing. Wynn with the basketball. Comes back over to Berg. Berg right side, Wynn. Wynn, three ball on the white. Got it. April Wynn with her third three of the ball game. Mount Marty leads 68-65. 1:25 and counting. With the basketball, comes over to Gasink. Gasink's pass is stolen away and taken by Mount Marty. Here they come. Force. Force lay in. No good. Rebound tapped. It's down on the ground. Picked up by Mount Marty and put back by Alexa Berg. Just like that, Mount Marty has responded to the tie with five straight points. Out front with it is Cook. Cook goes left side, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball back over to Gasing. Gasing on the wing. Gasing comes back over to Bone, eight to shoot. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice into the free throw lane. Her shot from straight on, missed it, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, ball fake from 12. It's good. Two-point basket for Kara Van Dyke. She's got 21. And the defenders back to within three at 70-67. Hopefully that turnover after Dort College was down by three doesn't come back to haunt them. That turned it into a two-possession ball game. And now Mount Marty has the basketball, leading by three. Dort College has used a timeout, 39.5 seconds remaining in regulation. Dort College trails three. It'll be Mount Marty basketball, length of the floor in front of them when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. 9.5 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Long pass over the top. Here comes Mount Marty. Layup with the right hand is good. Alexa Berg with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 72-67. 33 seconds left to go in the contest. Brianna Spronk with it on the right wing. Down to the baseline. Puts it up strong. Gets it to go. Brianna Spronk with a 2-point basket. So Brianna Spronk with points number 5 and 6. And it's a 72-69 ball game, 26 seconds remaining. So the two teams trade buckets in the previous 13 seconds, and we're right back where we were moments ago. Mount Marty will be inbounding, length of the floor in front of them. Down three are the defenders. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort College will have to play for the steal. If they don't get the steal, my belief is they will have to foul, and they should do it immediately as the shot clock is off. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Mount Marty inbounding the basketball. They get it inbounded to April Wynn, and she is fouled immediately by Danelle Bone. Bone picks up her first. And free throws on the way here for April Wynn. Wynn will shoot a 1-1. Dort College needs her to miss this front end. Jamie Cook is going to check in if the free throw is made. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. April Wynn with 10 points. And it's a two-possession ball game at 73-69. 24.6 seconds remain in regulation. A second free throw on the way for Wynn. Eyes it and puts it in. April Wynn makes both free throws, and it's going to be tough now for the defenders. Down 5, 74-69. They need some things to break their way here in the final moments. 24.6 seconds left. Dort College, length of the floor in front of them, trailing by 5 with the basketball. When we're 74-69, the Dort College defenders trailing by 5. They came back and tied it at 65. That was part of a 6-0 run by the defenders with 1:45 left to go in the game. While Marty responded with two straight buckets, one of them a three, to get up by two possessions. And they're back up by 5 here after a couple of made free throws, and the defenders need to hurry. Into the front court is Bone. Bone in between the circles. Comes back over to Cook, 19 to shoot. She'll put up a three off the front iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Wynn. 13.6 seconds left, and Wynn is going to shoot free throws. If she makes both of these, in all reality, it's over. Double bonus here for Wynn. And the foul's going to go on number 31, Kara Van Dyke. And Van Dyke has just fouled out of the ballgame with 21 points. So Van Dyke, her best offensive output in a while. She had 21 this evening. April Wynn to the free throw line to shoot 2. Free throw is up. No good. Well, the defenders have a chance, albeit a slim one. Even if she makes this one, it's a two-possession ball game. And she does. So Wynn makes 1 of 2. It's a 6-point game, 75-69. Dort College needs a quick three. Bone steps back, right wing, three is good. Dort College has one timeout remaining. They'll use it. Bone from the right wing drills the three, and the defenders trail 75-72. 7 seconds remaining. Mount Marty basketball when we return right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Seven seconds left to go in regulation. It'll be Mount Marty basketball leading by 3 with the length of the floor in front of them. Dort College needs to commit a foul. I don't even know if you can wait and see if the ball gets inbounded cleanly or not. Start doing that. Precious seconds tick off the clock. And the Dort College defenders will line up. Gasink, Bone, Jelsma, Brookheis, and Sprock are on the floor. Lancers will inbound baseline. Wynn throws it in, and we've got a foul immediately. Taylor Forsh is fouled on the play. Danelle Bone whistled for the personal, her second. So Taylor Forsh to the free throw line to shoot a pair. If she makes one, it's done. If she misses them, Dort College can race down the floor. They don't have the benefit of a timeout, though. They use their last timeout, and Force makes the free throw. Force with a game-high 23 points. And a good effort by the defenders is going to result in a close loss. It's a matter of what the final will be at this point. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Force. I beg your pardon, yes, by 4. She's got 24. Defenders trail 77-72. Brookheis down on the baseline, saves it into Cook. Cook's two-pointer is good. And that's the ball game. Our final. Mount Marty 77, Dort College 74. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the women's contest right after this.
For the
a good effort tonight by the Dort College defenders is going to result in a loss as the Dort College defenders fall by a final of 77-74. The North College defenders trailed 34-26 at halftime, came all the way back to tie it up 65-65. Well, Marty, though, got back-to-back buckets to make it 70-65, and they win by an eventual 77-74 decision. North College was led unofficially by Carabin Dyke with 21 points, while the Mount Marty Lancers were topped by Taylor Force with 24. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall by a slim 77-74 margin. Trying to piece some things together at the end of the ballgame, and it didn't work out. And you get down by two possessions with about a minute 20 or so left to play, and it gets pretty tough. Dort College had completed the comeback. They had cut it down and had tied it at 65-65. That came with 1:45 remaining in regulation, and you just needed a stop. And it was at that point that Taylor Forsch, beg your pardon, April Wynn hit the three, her third of the ball game, and that was followed up by a steal and a bucket by Forsch. And the Dort College defenders were down 70-65, and it was uphill from there. Dort College falls by the three-point margin, 77-74. The numbers, Dort College 30 of 58 from the floor, 51.7%, 7 of 17 on three-pointers, 41.2%, 7 of 13 on free throws, 53.8%. Dort College is going to look at those free throw numbers and cringe when this one's all said and done. Mount Marty, 28 of 59 from the floor, 47.5%. 10 of 19 on threes, 52.6%. 11 of 16 on free throws, 68.8%. Mount Marty out-rebounds Dort College, 38-26. Turnovers, Mount Marty 17, Dort College 15. Mount Marty 11 steals, Dort College with 7 assists. Dort College credited with 16, Mount Marty had 12. Dort College was led by Carabin Dyke, 21 points, 9 of 12 from the floor, 3 for 3 on three-pointers. Jamie Cook, 15 points, 6 for 12 from the deck, 10 for Danelle Bones, 6 for Kayla Brookice, 5 for Kayla Gasink, 6 for Brianna Spronk, 6 for Elise Marish, 3 for Bailey Spencer, 2 for Jessica Gelsma for their total of 74 points. For the Lancers, they were led by Taylor Force with 24, 15 for Hannah Youngberg, 12 each for Kylie Gross and April Wynn. 6 points for Allison DeCam, 4 for Alexa Berg, 2 for Brittany Little and Holly Heggie. Rebounds, Kayla Brookice had 6, Jessica Gelsman, Brianna Spronk had 4 each. For Mount Marty, Kylie Gross had 14 rebounds, Hannah Youngberg had 4, 6 for Allison DeCam. For Dort College in assists, Jamie Cook with 6 assists, 3 for Kayla Brookice, 2 for Danelle Bone. 2 steals for Kayla Gasing, 3 for Brianna Spronk. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. As we continue on with our Wireless World post-game wrap-up, we visit with Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach. And coach, a good game plan for your team today. Executed about as well as you could, I felt. You kept the turnovers in check. If you could change a couple things, it'd be the rebounds and the free throws. But all in all, a pretty good effort by your ball club against a pretty good Mount Marty team this evening.
Right. You know, we didn't shoot free throws very well, but yeah, there's the rebounds and the free throws are a couple things. I thought we would do better rebounding, you know, that was one of our biggest points of emphasis, but, you know, I don't think it was lack of effort. I give them a lot of credit because they battled and battled on the boards, and, you know, they're a very, very difficult team to consistently block out. You know, they really go at the boards hard, but to our credit, we battled very well in the second half, and I thought offensively we did a nice job of attacking the basket and passing the ball, and, you know, I just saw a lot of positives in the second half.
in that second half. You had to come back from about an 8-point deficit. It was at halftime. They had built it up to double digits. You got it back to 8. And then it was just a gradual push back. You'd get it to 6, then it'd be back to 10, back to 4. Your team never panicked, it seemed, even when Mount Marty would push that lead back up to 8, 9, or 10 points.
No, we dug in and battled. And, you know, it's very similar, I thought, very similar game to Saturday, where I thought if we could just get a lead and build it a little bit, we could win. You know, we could get out. But to their credit, you know, they knocked in a lot of big threes, one when it was tied, one when they were up two. That makes it very difficult. You know, you work hard to get 3 points or 2 points, and then you give up three.
Game is tied. They get back-to-back buckets. The game really hinged on that. Those back-to-back buckets changed the complexion of the game with about a minute and a half left to go.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, when we're tied, we call timeout, and good execution. Got a high-low look. Got a little pass in there. Tie the game. Then, you know, they worked the ball, and they end up hitting a three, and then got a steal and layup. That's their ball game right there, the five-point swing in the last minute. So, you know, if we can play that one over again and we get a stop, you know, you got a different ball game. But, you know, to their credit, they are a very good team.
Your team presented matchup problems for them as well. Caravan Dyke, Jamie Cook, two awfully good ball games, most of their points coming in the paint.
Yeah, they really like working together, and they work well together. And, you know, we started playing them, those two together more, and play more minutes and emphasize getting the ball more. Like we talked about in the pregame, Mike, I think it's important that kind of our offense runs through Jamie a little bit. And when we're able to do that, we're pretty successful. So, yeah, I saw some pretty encouraging things, especially Jamie, you know, with 15 points and 6 assists is a nice ball game for her.
Yeah, she's playing almost that point forward for you now. Close doesn't feel good. The effort feels good, I would imagine, but close is still a disappointing loss. Back to work, 2 more days to practice and get ready for Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that hung a loss on you back before Christmas break here at the DeWitt. You try to go on the road to Lincoln and get one back on Saturday.
Right. You know, that'll be a good test for us again. They're a much improved team. You know, this week they get a pretty important 6'3 transfer student back for them, so that'll make them a little bit different than what they have been. But we'll be ready to go on Saturday, and we're looking forward to that challenge.
Coach Steensma, thanks for stopping by. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, National Anthem. So that's Coach Craig Steensma talking about tonight's ball game with the Dort College Defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers. Let's take a break, and we'll be back. Visiting with Coach Ross Dalma, setting the table. That was your Wireless World post-game wrap-up show. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this.